Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
What the fuck is going on, everybody? Excuse me. Episode 172, Church Reality. Let me bring on my wonderful co-host tonight. Wonderful Elaine. Mr. Elaine Riddick, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm great.
Mr. Brandon Patrick, a.k.a. Pittsburgh Patrick. Man, I'll tell you what, guys. Tonight's show is going to be very, very disgusting and disturbing because we need to highlight what's going on in our world and how crazier it is. We were growing up as kids. We all know the world's crazy. We all been through our own things, our own personal things or whatnot, and we've seen a lot of fucked up shit. Well, it's nothing compared to what's going on now. I mean, one of the stories I want to talk about first, because I'm a dog lover. I love animals, okay? People now are having a hard time getting pain pills from the doctor, these pill poppers. Doctors are not writing scripts like they used to. They used to write scripts like it was going out of style. So you know what they're doing now to get the pain medicines? They're taking razor blades to the dogs. They're burning the dogs, anything to cause the dog pain to where it needs medicine, so they can take the medicine themselves. Okay, take these people outside and shoot them. If the vet or lock them up, get them help. I don't know. You got to do something because this is just, it's going to be a trend. They're starting to pop up in cities all over the country. People are seeing dogs with, cuts on purpose and different injuries that are done. They're inflicted just for the sole purpose of getting these drugs. What are you going to do? You know, how are you going to stop this from happening? You can get a dog for free. Think about this. Okay, you're a junkie, an average, let's say, a Vicodin or whatever the fuck, a Percocet. What do they cost on the street? I don't know. I'm just going to throw numbers out there. $5, $10, $15 a pill maybe, two pills. I don't know what the price is for pills. I'm not a pill popper. But let's just say you get a dog for free. You bring it home. And you do these horrible things to it. Then you go take it to the vet, and you get these pain medicines, probably at a fraction of the cost of what you're paying on the street. For $15, $20, you might get 20 of these damn pills. So these monsters are going out there, and they're literally, practically killing these animals just so they can get a fix. Disgusting. Really, really disgusting. What are you guys' thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts on it is, Prince, people are not going to like what I say, but I want to tell the truth. And
yeah.
I blame society because we have allowed certain things to go on for so long. And we're running out of options and things. So this is what we have come to do. I mean, we created these monsters. I mean, think of the abortion mill, people killing their babies. You know, think about how people profit off of their babies, but getting back to doing animals like that. This is something that the American society have, what's my word? This is something that we created. We created this because we allowed these same people to get away with everything and they don't do drugs. We were in denial. We don't know how to recognize problems. I mean, the problems didn't just start when the people became adults. They started when they were children. And we allowed them to get away with some things. This is something that we created. And you can't put it on the other person. Because you didn't discipline your child and tell your child that this was wrong. So now these are the monsters that we have created. We did this. We did this. The same thing with the men wanting to go in the bathrooms and all these things that's going on today, we created these things because we have been told that these things were going to happen. You know, even when with the people out there having sex with dogs and or horses and cows and whatever, we allow these people to get away with these things. So they think that they can get away with selling their children for drugs. Sex. They would sell their one-year-old, two-year-old, three-year-old. What do you think they're going to do with a dog? We allow this. This is something that we created. We created this stuff. We created all of this stuff that's going on today because people are not paying attention and they're not listening. They're going on with their own selfish needs. And their selfish needs are causing harm to our elderly, which is being raped in hospitals. They're being raped.
Yeah.
Dogs are being raped.
And they're being
babies
fed.
And we don't.
They're also being fed sawdust almost.
We don't say nothing. So
no,
don't
nobody speaks up. Everybody puts a shroud over all this stuff. They don't want to talk about it. Like, if you ever go to the doctor or the supermarket or whatever and you make conversation with the checkout person or a nurse or whoever and you bring up chemtrails or fluoride and things of that nature, they automatically give you the look. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a fucked up person. It's like, no, you're brainwashed, lady. You don't even have a clue what's going on. Do you ever get that? Like, do you ever try to be too real? And then they look at you like you're crazy.
You're stupid.
That ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happens a lot to me. And here's what's fucked up about it. Like, a lot of this shit's never even addressed. Like, our way of thinking, like, the powers that be, like, you know, whether it's the president, just government in general, they don't even address us. But if there's something out there that is fake, you know what I mean? And like, it's getting a lot of noise, and it's just 100% untrue. They talk about it, they dismiss it, and they prove that it's fake. But then stuff like this, there's a lot of us that do think like this, but they never talk about it because they know if we if they engage in the conversation with us, a lot of shit's gonna come out. So people look at us like we're crazy, but we know, and they know that we know. You know what I'm saying? Like the powers that be, they
know
this.
But they block it mentally. They're like, you know what they do? They close their eyes, they put their head down, and they're like, oh, I don't even watch the news. I'm not even going to pay attention to it. It's too depressing. That's what they say. And then they go about their lives. And, you know, me, when I see my people be directly affected by something, I want answers. And I want to, and when I get answers, I want to expose it to as many people as possible. But then again, we'll get like, oh, you're nuts. You're crazy.
We are dealing with a demonic society where they say life have no value.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with a society that put other things in front of any type of life, whether it's human or animal or plant, then we have issues. And this is what we're dealing with today. You know, when you allow the police officers, some of them are nice, but when you allow them to go and shoot because of the race of the, because of the color of the race, them 16 times in the back, life life has no value. Life has no value. It doesn't matter whose life it is. When you take a person that's out there that's going to cut up a dog or cut up a cat for drugs, this is the society that we have produced. And there's no ifs and buts way around it. We did this because we didn't listen, because of our own greed and our own selfishness. We didn't listen.
Blinded.
These are the same people that would go out there and sell their babies on the spin of a penny.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that all the time. Here's the thing, too. Anthony Gardner of Houston, he's out of Harris County, he was running a sex trafficking ring where he was pimping out, let me see here, 7 women and 2 minors. This is just here not too long ago in Houston, Texas. And he forced the women into the ring with aggression. Like, you know, some of the guys will get them in there and give them drugs or whatnot. This guy was beating the shit out of the women and the minors. Yeah, through beatings, threats to their lives, man, you got to get these monsters off of the streets. So I'm glad they got him. His name's Anthony Gardner. Keep him locked the fuck up. But this is another thing we talk about too. That's going on. This sex trafficking. It's just, it's everywhere. You can't.
When you
got to watch your children.
When you got to judge,
go anywhere.
I'm sorry, when you have the judges out there saying raping a newborn baby for 4 years, he's a judge, and this son of a bitch had the audacity to say that the baby wanted it. Are you fucking kidding me? But getting back to the animals, let me tell you something right now. Bestiality? What is it?
Bestiality? Bestiality.
Yeah.
Yeah, bestiality.
When you have that,
yeah.
And they, when the police officer is caught chewing a horse or a cow in the barn, you're promoting this. You ask for these things. You know, I mean, all these things click together. You're asking for these things. You're giving permission to people to do these demonic things. We're living in a demonic world right now. Can you listen and can you open up your eyes? Can you hear? We're living in a demonic world right now. It is so demonic until, dang, man, I have to put brass chairs to my front door. Do you know what's going on? People don't know what's really going on. We are in hell, and we are living in and the FEMA camps and all this stuff here. They're getting rid of all these people. the stuff.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
We're
the thing was only set for a few minutes, but we're still going, so we got a full hour. For some reason, it was only set for 15 minutes. I must have did it by mistake. So no one could call in, but we could still continue if you guys are cool with that.
But yeah, I'm fine.
It's demonic. It's evil, and people are doing the most fucked up shit that you could even imagine. Velvet was on the show last night. Listen to this. There's three teenage girls. They were kidnapped by a Salvadorian gang in Houston. Again in Houston. What the hell's going on in Houston? It's two MS-13 gang members from El Salvador. They're both in the United States. Illegally, they held three teenage girls against their will and killed one of them in a satanic ritual. The girl knocked over one of the guy's statues to Satan or whatever, and he offered Satan a peace offering by putting something down there. And then he turned to his friend and said, well, he doesn't want a material object. He wants flesh. So they killed this woman. Or this child. They killed this child, I should say. These people are just totally disgusting on all levels. Now what's going on with the Satanism? I mean, we were going to do a show on it, couldn't get nobody because, apparently the cowards. I don't know what the case is. We got to find somebody. But what is going on with this satanic stuff now? It's kind of like a resurgence. Remember in the 80s, Dr. or Phil Donahue and all these people, every time you turn on TV, Satan in the music, Satan in this, Satan in that. It was everywhere. And it was starting to pop up again. What are you guys' thoughts and theories on this?
Well, my thoughts on it is when they had the, what was his name? Oda from the Congo. A little black, this is hard. I posted it today, how they had this little boy, black boy, it had sharp teeth. From the Congo, starting off this satanic world where all these big elitist people, the elitist people, had this boy and they put him in a cage along with a monkey. You know, it started back then when science started messing with comparing human life with science. When they started dibbling and dabbling, these eugenicists, everything that we have talked about goes right back to the head of the line. These are eugenicists. These are the one percenters, the Moors, and man, this is scary. It's scary when you think about it. And then you know what? I'm finding out that, the FBI and the CIA is playing a whole lot in this. You know, they have a lot to do with the stuff that's going on. You know, and it's scary. You know. Somebody else.
Yeah, they're definitely they're doing a lot of crazy things. Let's go over to the Vatican again. We got to put them on blast if we can. Sex abuse survivor Marie Collins quits Pope Francis commission to protect minors. Now, this woman was molested when she was a child, and Pope Francis put her on this commission that's supposed to protect minors against the pedophile. Well, he and his cronies are pedophiles. So what he did was he hired her just to silence her. She's claiming that he's put the... she actually quit the Vatican and accusing them of stonewalling the whole commission, keeping her away from what all the pedophile priests are doing to the children. You see what I'm saying? He hired her just to keep her on ice, so to speak. And she said that my feeling was at this point it was better for me to come out and speak about it because these men thrive on silence and cover-ups. And that's what they were doing. They were trying to silence this woman from her investigations and her findings. So she left the Vatican. She actually thought, well, okay, maybe by them hiring me, they're doing something good. They're actually going to... No. By hiring her, that was actually a better way for them to silence her. Don't be surprised if this woman ends up missing something, because I have a feeling now they can't silence her. This is big news. You can look this up. Her name is Marie Collins. Just put quits Pope Francis Commission, and you'll see it. Now, Pope Francis, he's the guy that replaced Pope Benedict, who was covering up hundreds, maybe thousands of sexual abuse cases. First pope to step down in 400 or 500 years, supposedly. You know, it's that bad where it's infected every facet of the Catholic Church, and we got to oust these bastards everywhere we go. Sorry, what was that, Elaine?
I have a Catholic person in the other room, but do you think that, I think that they are covering up the Catholic Church, who are basically Roman, the Roman Empire, and I believe,
yeah.
Wow, and I asked that question to this person, and she sort of tried to get around it, but you know, the saddest thing about the Catholic Church is that they know what's going on in the church, but they are allowing it. You know, and I'm devastated right now because I spend a lot of time with these people. But they won't confront you. They always, and I tested the person many times today, and it's always getting around something. It's happening, and why are we supporting them? These are the most demonic people. They're the ones that actually, you know, ran people out of Africa, killed Jesus Christ, and, you know, and it's all about money and greed. They are pedophiles. And they're wrong for allowing the children to have to undergo these things in the Catholic Church. They say that they're against abortion and birth control, but if you're against that and you're fighting Planned Parenthood and trying to get rid of them, then why are you giving this to these people in Africa? Do you want Planned Parenthood position? Do you want the money that they make? I mean, why all the lies? Why all the lies? Well, however, you know, the same thing goes with Boys Town. What they did was they had those little boys out there. Those boys was raped harder. I mean, no pity, no nothing, and they still hiding it. Why isn't that exposed? Why isn't them sacrificing animals and having sex with animals exposed?
Yeah.
Don't you
it
know?
Should be exposed at every level.
On every level. But don't you know that these are the people that's committing these biggest crimes? And these are the people that's promoting it, and because they don't talk about it, their children are going out there, they're getting involved in drugs, and they're doing these horrific things to animals and humans. And then if you mention it to them, oh, well, it's their fault. It's the dog's fault that you cut him up. It's the cat's fault that you... I mean, because I told you your child was on drugs and you was in denial. Is it
they
my
don't
fault?
Like, they don't like when people stick up stand up against them. You know, that's the worst thing you could do to them, and that's what we have to do. You have to oust these people on all levels. Like, for example, we're going to take a break and go to a song in a second, but I want to say this. For an example, there's people, like we were talking about bestiality. I was researching it for Street Masters magazine in 2006, 2007, because we were going to try to interview one of these freaks and put them on the spot. And the information that, as a journalist, that I found was just disgusting. These women and men, these couples, sometimes they'd be men and men or women and women, whatever it was. What they would do is they would get these miniature horses. They would breed them and sell them amongst each other, but it wasn't because they liked miniature horses. They liked to have sex with the damn things. It was just disgusting and vile. Comedian Joe Rogan, one of the things I found when I was researching this was on Joe Rogan's website. He's an asshole. He's an asshole. I'd like to slap him for this because he says, hey, check this out. Real funny video. You'll love it. Right? And he put it on his own website. He should get in trouble for this. You click on it, and what you see is a grown man in a barn naked, bent over. And out of nowhere comes a giant 500-700-pound pig, and it gets on top of him and screws him. That's just disgusting. Now, Joe Rogan, he's a comedian. I get it. Ha, ha, ha. That's not funny. That's bestiality. That's sick, disgusting man letting a pig fuck him in the ass.
That is not.
It's horrible.
And it's every day. You see the dog and the animals lick people in the butts and in the mouth.
Tell the truth.
How many times have you seen that?
Oh, all you got to do is log into Facebook. Like we were talking about in the Church of Reality, Elaine. This is the worst. This is absolutely the worst. Brandon, you might remember this. I'm sorry, it wasn't on the Church Rally. It was on Underground Saturday Night with Mac June and Velvet Rose. Me and Mac saw the same thing. We were scrolling down the Facebook page. A man was having sex with a python.
Oh,
a freaking python. Another one was in the lake having sex with a fish. What in the hell? You got to be doing some really messed up synthetic drugs. You got to have some severe chemical imbalance. Maybe your mother dropped you on your head 500 times. I don't know what the fuck happened to you, but to do something like that, you got to be out of your fucking gourd. And guess what? Most of these people are your doctors, your nurses, the lady at the bank, the cashier at the gas station. They could be anybody. When I was doing my research, that's what I found out about it. It's just like these pedophiles. A lot of them, the guy down the road, John Wayne Gacy, was a fucking clown at kids' birthday parties. Meanwhile, he was raping kids and shoving them under his house. So, but it's getting worse and worse, guys. It really is. And with that said, let's play this song by Saigon, Our Babies. Right here on the Church Rally. We'll be right back for some more disgusting but real talk.
It's a crazy world out there. Kids are getting shot at. People are dying. I'm just trying to make it to the seventh grade. And all these wars going on. What am I supposed to do? In this world, it's trouble.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's crazy, man.
It's a crazy world.
Crazy world out there, man. For real.
It's a crazy world.
Crazy. Red and circuses.
It's a crazy world.
Google it.
It's like we live in a crazy world.
So crazy. The things you see, man. You turn on the television. Look outside your window. It's a crazy world out there, man. Look, the other day I seen a girl acting like a boy. Then I seen a little boy acting like a girl. People try to tell me that's just the way of the world.
It's a crazy world.
Make you wanna hurl. A black boy shot cause he was wearing a hood. Nobody riot even though that we know we should. Too afraid of dying cause if we wasn't we would.
It's a crazy world.
Thought that you understood. Alcohol killed more people than all. So called illegal drugs put together for sure. So why is it something you could just go buy at the store?
It's a crazy world.
Something I can't call. That killed Bin Laden and everybody just mad. If he did what's alleged,
to get that maggot as fast. Question I ask you is what happened to his tribe?
It's a crazy world.
Wow, we represent war. The first thing you hear is in the Star-Spangled Banner. The verses is clear. The rockets, red glare, bombs burst in the air. Make it harder for peaceful people to persevere. But we was raised here. This is all we know.
It's a crazy world.
You know how it's gonna go.
It's like we live in a crazy world.
Enough to make a nigga go crazy. Go crazy. Make me go crazy. Go crazy. Make you go crazy. Go crazy.
It's a crazy world.
To make a nigga go crazy, go crazy, make you go crazy, make you go crazy.
It's a crazy world.
My man hit his cousin in the head with a curl ball, just so he could take the shit and put it on world stars. Other motherfucker drank a whole thing of Smirnoff.
It's a crazy world.
Bit his homeboy Earl. White man came and told us a joke of pony. First he thought he was real, but now we know he's a phony. Caught him the next week in the park beating his meat.
It's a crazy world.
Just a bunch of baloney. And back to the subject at hand. I'm wondering if this was God's plan or just the law of the land. A lot of niggas in college, even more in the can. Cops got the block hotter than the floor of the sand. Damn, I just had a baby girl.
It's a crazy world.
What's gonna happen to her?
It's like we live in a crazy world.
Enough to make a nigga go crazy. Go crazy, make you go crazy. Go crazy, make you go crazy. Make you go crazy, 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 crazy.
Absolutely, it's a crazy world. Perfect song, great song choice tonight, Brandon. Crazy world for sure. And it just keeps getting worse. It keeps getting worse. Another thing, another thing that's been going on too is there was this boy. Now this is in the name of religion, and it's very disturbing too. So some of the religious people have wonderful intentions, and they're great people, you know what I'm saying? Hell, my grandma's one of them. My father's even one of them. Elaine, you're one of them, one of the wonderful ones. But there's many of them that are just disgusting. A young boy named Alexandru Radita, he basically got diabetes when he was only 3 years old. Matter of fact, he was just turning three. And his parents... They're out of British Columbia. They brought him into the hospital. He had fever, vomiting, suffering from abdominal pain. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. But his mother said that they would prove the doctors wrong. They didn't really treat the kid. So by the time he was 15, I think it is 12 years since the diabetes diagnosis, to the age of 15, he was brought into the ER at the time of his death, weighing 37 pounds. This kid had such severe health problems, he was being starved. They thought if they didn't give him sugar or whatever, but all in the name of religion. Now, John Travolta, he's another one of those people. He had the fucking Scientology. He's been in the Church of Scientology, which we need to do a show on this too, because they got the Leah Remini's got that show on A&E about it from King and Queens. But his son had epilepsy and other conditions. He had a seizure and died. I heard that they didn't give him medicine. They took him off the medicine. So they didn't believe in it.
Jehovah's
Witness. It's crazy.
Yeah, real quick, Prez, there's actually a real good, a documentary about Scientology. It's called Going Clear. I think it was an HBO. So it was like HBO or Showtime, one of those two. They're the ones that, produced it and stuff. But
man, they talk a lot about, like, all, like, the shit that they do that, like, it's kind of like that, man. Like, how they pretty much, like, brainwash you, you know what I mean? And, like, when people get sick, like, they don't do the whole medicine thing. I mean, like, it's a great documentary. Like, I suggest everybody watch that. It's called Going Clear.
Going Clear. Yeah, I got to check that out.
Children are gifts.
Yeah.
You know, their own children are against them. Their own children, the people that own the Church of Scientology, their own children have been exposing them, you know,
yeah.
And the parents have denied and rejected that those were their children because they didn't believe in that faith anymore. And if your children come after they have been raised in that religion for so many, all their life, and when they get grown, they discover, oh, no, there's another world out here. They have been, we've been the wrong thing all our life. So they're there and they have a big lawsuit. The children have, the daughter and the son, have a big lawsuit against the father and the church.
Yeah, they like, discourage their members of their religion. They, like, discourage them from going online and watching stuff. And then, like, if you separate yourself from Scientology, like, your family disowns you. Like, you're nobody to them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Kind of like the Amish church.
Church of Scientology has a lot of Hollywood going there.
Yeah.
So this is what you're dealing with. And a lot of people that, you know, actors and actresses, they're, you know, getting away from them. And the thing about it is that if your church was so good, why would you threaten me if I want to leave?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that's the thing with them.
Yeah, like the thing that they're, Leah Remini, I saw her talk about it. I think it was on Bill Maher's show. And she said, like, that was the major thing, like, when she wanted to leave, is they were, like, pretty much, like, trying to pay her to stay. And because they were afraid that she would expose them. So, like,
that's
by
what
them
is.
Saying that to her, like, she's like, as soon as they said that to me, that's them admitting that it's all bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, why would they pay me to not tell the truth about what goes on there? Like, that's them admitting that they're brainwashing people. And it's
brainwashing people. They're no better than Jim Jones and the Guyanese Kool-Aid or what Waco, you know, with these people going in there and they are holding people hostage, you know,
yeah.
And this is what religion is about right now. And the thing about it, people need to wake up and realize that they don't need a church to tell them right from wrong, that they came wrong with their own religion.
I think we said this on the show. Nowhere in the Bible or any religious book does it tell you to go to church or Juma or temple. It doesn't say that anywhere in any book.
All the conversation with you and God, you can go in your closet. You can meet him in your closet.
The temple is your body, your mind.
Exactly.
You know, and I believe that no matter what you believe, you know what I'm saying? I think you find the most, you could find either the most chaos or the most peace in your own mind, depending on who you are and what type of life you lead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're a raging psychotic drug addict, you're going to have some very fucked up thoughts. But if you're somewhat of a peaceful person, don't really hurt nobody, and, you know, you can find peace, inner peace, within yourself.
Yourself. But my question would be, you know, given, I mean, of course, we must be crazy. We got to be crazy to accept all the bull that's going out in the world. But my question would be, why would I have to go to church to learn a lie? They don't teach about love. And it's obvious. I mean, really, it's obvious. Because all the people that go to church, why do we have so much killing? Why do we have so much sin out there? If you're learning what you need to learn, why do we have all these demonic things going on out here in the world? Why? I mean, all the people, look at all the people getting dressed, going to church 7 nights a week, praying. You know, is it because you want to just congregate? That's not a church. Yeah, we're congregating right now. But what we are doing, we're trying to change, make a difference. We might not know the whole word. We might not know the Bible, you know. But what we're doing is we're saving other people's life by talking about the things and the realities that's going on out here today. Whereas they go in there and they hoop and holler. And somebody feed them a spoonful of lies, or maybe this sentence might be good. The other sentence might be good, but the rest of it is something that someone is just making up as they go along.
Definitely. You know, and the more people that are blind to what's going on, the worse it's going to get. That's why the master manipulators are able to change whatever they want, manipulate whatever they want right under our noses. Like the whole gay culture thing that just swept across the world.
Yeah.
That just happened like overnight. You can go back and see the signs now, but like when it happened, it was like, wow, really? Holy shit. And we've been telling them about it for years. And they didn't want to believe us. And now let's talk about this, though, real quick. Remember the Walt Disney movie, The Beauty and the Beast? They have a new one coming out where they're going to have the first gay scene in a Disney movie. And this movie's targeted at children. Two of the characters in the movie... they were always friends in the cartoon. Well, now they made them lovers. And they're going to actually have a gay scene in there. They're almost comparing it to that of Brokeback Mountain. And if this is aimed at our children, and no one gives a shit. One theater in Alabama banned it, but nobody else gives a shit. They think, oh, it's okay, let our kid watch it. Who cares? It's new times, new era. We got to accept it. Why?
Here's what's fucked up, Prez.
They're targeting the children.
Yeah, look, here's what's fucked up. It's like, as soon as, like, if I say, like, man, that's fucked up, they should be doing that, like, people are like, man, that's homophobic, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they act like
a hater.
If I had a cartoon where a male and a female were, like, making out and, you know, like, all up on each other. I wouldn't let my niece watch that shit. You know what I mean?
I agree. 100%.
You know, like, if it was anything more than just a simple kiss, and it was a male and a female, I wouldn't let my niece watch that shit. So they're showing this gay shit before... kids even really know what that shit is. Like, they don't even...
They're trying to get them to grow up to be like that.
They're teaching
it's a mental eugenics experiment.
Right.
It's a mind trick.
Mandatory that the schools teach this here, gender, homosexuality, in schools now, it's mandatory that they start in preschool. So why would you want to introduce preschool to sex?
Because they want to mentally condition them to grow up to be that way. That way, it's population control all over again. It's another form of...
Why would you teach a child? Why would you allow your child to be taught this in school? You know, the government is controlling all the educational system, and it's what they say. This is because they're homeless.
Homeschool your kids if possible.
They're homeless. They're
I'm looking into that for high school for my kid because it's getting crazier and crazier, and the things that they're requiring of them is just insane. The particular
right.
high school my kids get ready to go into, they hired a gym teacher who molested a girl. It was a female gym teacher. Then they hired a male teacher who put cameras in the girls' locker room. The next guy they hired was like that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't even want her going to that fucking place. So and I'm thinking about homeschooling
anymore. You can't,
yeah.
You know, remember we're talking about homeschooling? No, that's out. You can't homeschool. If you take your kid out and homeschool them, you go to jail, man.
Probably
so
just
you know
law
what?
Now.
It's
the way shit is.
It's law. And now here's the thing. It's my child.
The only homeschool you're allowed to do is like some state-approved shit. Because my aunt homeschools her daughter, and it's still like school, like you know what I'm saying. Like instead, like they just do it on a computer, and like you know what I mean. Like they just do it on a computer, and it's
like online
they have
college
a teacher
courses.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, they have a teacher and everything. Like they'll show you a video and stuff, and then they give you so much time to complete a test and all that. So they're still teaching the same stuff. It's just
but
you do it.
To change those rules, you cannot homeschool. You know, they're changing those rules. People are going to jail for homeschooling their kids. And that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like,
it's sad.
Like the rainwater, you can't even do that. And it falls from the sky.
Man,
you can't
do nothing anymore.
No.
And the FEMA camp is just piling up. They're talking about getting rid of Mexicans, Africans, and whomever else there is. Man, this is insane. We are living in a communist, and I always say this. We've been living in a communist country when you don't have no rights for nothing. And you know what? Now they're trying to make it legal for if you want to have a child, you have to get permission from the government. This is how bad the society is today. And people are sleeping. They're not listening to nothing. No, yeah, we're becoming China, you know. But China, at least you can have a child. Oh, but they have to get permission from the government to have a baby?
No, you're
well,
allowed so many.
I heard they used to drown babies over there because they had
well,
no. You're only allowed to have so many.
If your first baby is a girl baby, they're going to kill it. China believes in the one-child policy. And here's what's happening in China. They don't kill off all the female babies. You only have men over there now. And the men are mad because they want women. And you can't, they don't have them. They don't have them. Because you're
going to
kill them all.
They're going to sprinkle them with fairy dust. And then you think about it too, gay sex spreads HIV quicker too. So they're doing the double eugenics. Not only are they preventing men from hooking up with women and having children together, but then they're making men have gay sex, which results in HIV. Of course, you can get it from heterosexual sex, too, but, you know, the risk factor is higher. And then a lot of these guys are bisexual. So what they do is they go out and they get AIDS or some disease, and then they come home and give it to their wife or the girlfriend.
And that's what I was about to say there. And it's so widespread. And we're talking about Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood say that they help women and men help STDs. They can't be doing it. They cannot be treating women for cervical cancer when more women have gotten cervical cancer. They can't be treating women with STDs when it's too many and it's widespread. It's so much out here now until I'm scared to go out my door, just get in my car because I'm afraid that it's in the air. And I'm telling you the truth. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. It is. It's literally overwhelming at times.
Yeah, the men is going out there sticking it in the man, and without washing it off, he go home and stick it in the woman. Sorry.
That's just disgusting, and you know what? A lot of the, and those are the women that don't know about it, but there's also a lot of women who like to date homosexual men. I don't get that either. Like, as a woman, how the hell can you find a gay man attractive? You know.
And Chris, here's the newest thing. I had to correct the lady on this the other day. They're talking about, and that's why I keep posting these posts, you know, that I post. How do black women become hoes? But anyway, what they are not realizing about these young children, and keep put a leash on your daughter, okay? What they're not realizing is that, and I told these people this, that these kids today, you know, they would go out and they would sleep with 3 and 4 men a night, and it's just the way of life. They would sleep. It's like, you know, they don't know about the body and what they're putting into the body, and it's okay for them to go and have a drink, and they just believe in orgies. I can't get over that. How can you do that? How can you do that?
Well, you got to be, like I said, there's got to be a chemical imbalance in your brain. Because I've seen these people change on a dime. People I've even known just totally switch up. Like rappers, for example. Here's a good example. I've seen guys who from the streets claim to be some of the roughest, toughest individuals you've ever seen go into Abercrombie and Fitch, come out with something that looks like it would fit on a 15, 13-year-old girl. It's like, what the hell is making these dudes, either they were like that all along or something happened. I'm glad I'm resistant to the fairy dust, because it ain't working on me, goddammit. Fuck that shit. I'm happy being all heterosexual me, but they look at that. There's a war on married couples too. They don't like heterosexual married couples, and they think because we want to stand up for our rights as heterosexuals, they say, like Patrick said, they even want to call us bigots, and they want to compare it to the civil rights movement. It's like, you're born with a skin color, you have no choice of that, but you have a choice over a sexual fetish or not. And that's what homosexuality is, for the most part. It's a fetish that people
have.
Right,
but please, or may a mental illness. May I say one thing to that? I mean, and you're probably right, but I have to contribute what these kids are going through now with the water in the food. Remember the fluoride and the lead and all this stuff here. You know, it changes your chemistry. And then they'll put in estrogen in the water, you know, and in the food. So that's why you don't go to fast foods like McDonald's and places like that. All of a sudden, you have black men out there, but now you don't have no black men anymore, because it's something that they're eating and drinking that has affected their gender, and all of a sudden, one day they're men and the next day they're women. Get out of here. So it's a contribution of several things. You know, all of a sudden, you know, and this starts from preschool up, when they inject them with these vaccines, and then they're drinking all this fluorinated water that changes your sex or makes you sterile. And then they've got the stuff now where, I forgot the name of the pill, that they're giving men that make them grow breasts for when they have issues for ADHD? They know what
they're
doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the boys. They're giving, yeah, young boys are growing breasts. In the,
They're growing breasts.
Psychotropic drugs they're giving them.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have the CDC to think for these things. You know, the MMR vaccine. All of this, and you're taking those vaccines, and you're taking those pills for behavior discipline or whatever you want to call it, modification, whatever you want to call it. And then you're drinking the fluorinated water, and you're eating the GMO food. I mean, my God, there is only so much a body can take. I've never seen that. What I've seen, and I've seen after these people have been on these pills and stuff, they are more feminine than me. I mean,
yeah,
they can wiggle better than I can. And that pill, the facial structure changes.
It's crazy. It's crazy because we are all being experimented on without our consent at all.
Without even our knowledge.
So we could try to avoid certain foods. We know it's in the water. We can try to get water filtration, stuff like that. But how do you stop the stuff from falling down upon you, seeping into the ground?
What?
How do you stop the stuff they're spraying? There's so many different, and plus your everyday products. The phone you're on right now, the plastic in it might have carcinogens in it.
Exactly.
This shit is in everything.
Exactly.
Constantly touching this phone, it's absorbing into your skin every day. Baby powder. We've been putting baby powder on our children for decades, probably the 1850s or some shit. And now all of a sudden they're saying it causes cancer?
And then not only that, listen, the dryers, the what you call those cloth things that you throw in your dryer? To make your clothes soft.
Yeah.
Even that. You know, so we are like, what in the hell is really going on? This is genocide. It's genocide.
I really don't know, guys, because everything is twisted. You know, you don't know what, like they talk about fake news. You don't know what the fuck is fake for anything or real. You know, everything we've been lied to so much by these people to the point to where we don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, and it's just crazy.
But
it really is.
Reality, we try to get the word out. We try to educate them and tell them what to look out for. And we can't do no more. What are we going to do? We're going to beat somebody head in and say, hey, look, this is it. You know, this is it. You know, but they're not listening because we're fake news.
That's
what they think. You know, but we try to tell them everything about everything that's under the sun that they need to know about. And it's not even a need to know on basis. This is about... You need to know this shit here now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And people need to wake up. They really need to pay attention to what's going on because it's not getting any better. Lots of drugs. They're using, you know what they're using now, too? They're using these pain patches. I had spoke with a nurse not too long ago, and she told me that these guys have taken these pain patches and they're somehow draining the medicine out of them and ingesting it through a needle or what. I don't know what the hell they're doing. But they're also doing the other. Oh, yeah, they're dipping their cigarette filter in it, kind of like PCP. They're doing all kinds of different things. Stuff that we never thought of. These synthetic, chemicals.
All the synthetic.
It's just ridiculous.
And you want to know why I'm walking around shaking my head like, well, that's it. I mean,
yeah.
Even candles that we burn in our house, the Glade and and all that, and Airwick and the smell good stuff, all of those are causing chemical effects on us. And we don't even know it. It's just that some people are a little stronger than other people. And some people, they walk in your house and smell that stuff and they pass out.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, some people, they never get cancer in their lives. They can even smoke multiple packs of cigarettes. Then you turn around and you see a little child with an inoperable brain tumor or some horrible thing like that. You know, and these monsters, they don't even care. Trump signed something the other day. I forget what it was, but it made it easier for companies to be able to dump waste. Yeah, so now, you know, I mean,
Well, that's what's happening in Georgia. As a matter of fact, North Carolina had that happen a couple of years back in the water. The coal waste, I think it is what they call it. And the government, a lot of military people, it was at Fort Jackson, a lot of military people was affected by that, and the government had to pay them a lot of money. Georgia has done the same thing here. And, wow, that is terrible. So, anyway, what do y'all think about this guy?
Who is he, Trump? Are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think he's a psycho. I think he's nuts. Was he wiretapped? My answer to his wiretap thing, which I think is funny as hell, because it's like, you know, Obama's already chilling. He's just he just got done with 8 years of bullshit, you know. And I think what Trump is, of course you were tapped, you idiot. Everybody was tapped. We all are. We are right now, because fucking Bush signed that bullshit after the Patriot Act. We were all tapped. So yes,
but why
Trump?
When he tapped. I have all the articles about, and I can send them to you, every article from the time he was running. And they already talked about how pictures of him and Putin, you know, and have pictures of him and his Trump Towers having contact with Putin, you know, and why now? Why y'all just coming up with that shit right there when I had this for about a year?
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. Why now?
Sessions is why can't they get rid of Sessions?
You know what? I'm going to go out there and shoot somebody and excuse myself.
Look, as far as Trump saying that Obama had him tapped, I don't think you have to tap Trump. That motherfucker says everything that's on his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Like what's he, if he's keeping secrets, if this is what he, you know what I mean? Like, if this is him being discreet, damn, you know what I mean? Like, that motherfucker says whatever. He's the drunk guy at the bar, man. Like, if you go to the bar.
He has a relationship with Russia. His five of his cabinet members have been in touch with Russia within the last couple months. Five. And the nigga just, boy, you know, he's been
in touch. If you go to the bar, if you go to, like, one of these sick bars, there's a guy sitting there saying shit like, we need to get rid of all the Mexicans. And fucking make them pay for it. Like, that's who we elected president. We elected the drunk guy at the fucking bar. You know what I mean?
Pretty
like,
much, yeah, exactly. Because he's thinking about, let's get rid of the Mexicans, but in actuality, the dumb fuck just brought the Russians in. It's like, do you want to get rid of a few Mexicans to bring in the goddamn KGB? Fucking get out of here.
The funny thing is like, this is the time where, like, the least amount of Mexicans have been coming here. In the past couple of years, the percentage of Mexicans coming here is very small. And there's a high percentage of them going back. Like, they come here and they're like, oh, fuck this shit. You know what I mean?
Here and say, fuck this place.
Yeah, like they come here and they're like, I'm going back home, man. Because one thing I can
say is I'm like, shit.
Yeah. Here's the thing that
like,
we need to
most Mexicans come here just to make money to send home.
Out
like,
the United States for what reason? And not only, now he's about to send the Africans back. Why is that? So we don't have no defense.
That's crazy.
The less people you have, the less we have to worry about. And those Mexicans are crazy.
I think he's
going to
be impeached, though. I really do, Lane, because
he's going to end up doing something, like, illegal. Like, they'll catch him on a technicality. Shit, it might be this Russia thing. Like, that might be what does him in. But I think he's going to end up doing something, maybe with his businesses or something, that's going to get him.
He's going to say something so shocking. Well, then again, look at the man that was handicapped. The guy that has, like, a disease like Michael Jackson, or not Michael Jackson, Michael J.
Yeah.
Fox, Parkinson's. Michael Jackson, he's dead. But the guy he had Parkinson, so he shakes when he talks, and Trump's like, and
did you see that?
It's the president. I'm telling you, he's the drug guy.
It's
the president. That's crazy. Yeah. And then he said he could grab the women by the pussy. It's a president.
He's the drunk guy at the bar, man. That's what he is. He's the drunk redneck down at the bar. It's been there since noon. Who's fucked up just saying crazy shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Obama's not born in America. Like, you know what I mean? Just saying off-the-wall shit.
Let's see your birth certificate, kid, Obama.
Obama is smart.
He's got a wild shit. And let this man hang his own self up. He's from when Obama in 2012 or 2008 with the birth certificate. He was setting himself up, and he knows. He even said in an interview that the Republican, your average Republican, is a dumb American to believe anything you say.
He was exactly what they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
He was a Democrat. His entire public life, he was a Democrat.
And
his
all of a sudden,
public life.
Republican.
And then, he was a fucking, like, all the Clinton family fucking weddings, they were at his family weddings and
shit. They were best friends.
I'm not by any means a Hillary supporter at all, but...
Me either.
Like, shit would be a lot more normal if she was president. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't be this crazy and unpredictable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you never know what the fuck Trump's gonna do. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, if it was Hillary, it would have just been like how it was with Obama. Like, you know, Trump picking fights with Australia. You know what I mean? Like, Trump picks fights with our friends, like Australia and, like, England and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it would have just...
Do you know how this nigga own? I mean, mansions?
Who?
He's going to be staying in Trump Towers half the time, I heard. He's not even going to
Every weekend he goes golfing. Every weekend he goes down to Mar-a-Lago and golfs. Every single fucking weekend.
He's a dictator.
You know what I mean?
But
you
talk about Obama golfing.
Yeah, look, he used to talk about Obama all the time. And could you imagine, like, if Michelle Obama didn't live at the White House with Obama? Could you imagine what they would have said? They would have made up, like, all this racist shit. Like, oh, he's having baby mama drama and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Trump's wife don't even live there. Like, she doesn't even live at the fucking White House.
She's, what you call those women that's being bought?
Yeah, she's a mail-order bride, man. That's what the fuck she is. I mean, like, for real. Like, she's just... You know, pretty model wife that the billionaire old guy buys. Like, that's what it is. Like, I don't even think she likes that motherfucker. I don't even think she likes Trump.
And not Fortune magazine, but if she was in a magazine nude having sex with another woman, and America accepted that and said, that, oh, it's time for class to move in the White House, she wouldn't even move in the White House because she knew that she was undeserving. Having sex with another woman?
Undeserving. I mean, I don't think none of them motherfuckers should be in there, man. Like, for real, like none of them deserve to be there. Like,
the only thing you have in there is a bunch of freaking criminals.
Even when it comes to politics, I mean, none of them motherfuckers even. I mean, like, look at Steve Bannon. What makes that dude qualified to be doing the job he's doing, man?
He runs a racist
newspaper. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean?
Skinheads love him.
And Trump still owns his nightclub. I call them what the women give his house of prostitution. He didn't turn that up in New Jersey. What you call it? Atlantic City. He still has that.
Yeah. I mean, look, like, and all them other people, like, all they are, like, he has the dude from, like, Goldman Sachs and, like, all these, like, big, like, firms and shit. And, like, sells that to his supporters as, look, these are good businessmen. They're going to turn the country. Like, nah, man, those dudes, their whole lives, what they've been doing is capitalizing off of poor people. That's their whole life. You know what I mean? Just like Trump, his whole life.
Every single one have a relationship with Russia, even his son-in-law.
Yeah, all of them do. Every single one of them do. And, like, he's a fucking con man. And, like, for some reason, like, the biggest trick that I think he pulled was convincing poor people and the average man, like the average working, you know, blue-collar guy, that he cares about. Like, 10 years ago, if I told you to name 10 rich people that poor people probably hate, he would be in that list. Like, people would, like, talk about, like, Bill Gates and people like that. But Trump would be on that list. It's, like, billionaire assholes that, like, you know, that poor people hate. But for some reason, they think this guy, all of a sudden, who's never worked a day in his life, who fucking got out of the military because he had a bad foot. Like, he dodged Vietnam because he said he had a bad foot.
Yes, he did.
And he talks all this fucking, like, pro-military shit and then tells people that our military is depleted and shit. Our military is as strong as it's been in our history. But he's convincing people that our military...
tell our fucking enemies that shit? You know, like, even if we did have a weak military, why are you going to be like, our military is weak?
Here's how you can tell our military is not weak. Our police forces have military equipment. Our police forces have fucking tanks and shit like that. Like, they're just using the old shit that the Army don't use no more because we got all kinds of new shit.
Down to the police department. He's not thinking. He did right there. Thank you. Why would he tell and why would he talk about our military and our, I mean, he have done some damage. He have talked about.
It all boils down to this. If you walk into Walmart right now and say, hey, I want to run this store. And they say, have you ever worked at a Walmart or ran a department store before? And you say no, they're going to say, well, sorry, you don't have no experience. You can't do this.